This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Bismillahi wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Once again, I wanted to welcome everyone to our very special Ramadan program that we're going to be having here every single night in the month of Ramadan called Ramadan Recitation and Reflection. This is going to be a program in which we aim to complete the entire Quran in recitation. We will be reciting the entirety of a juz every single night for 30 nights straight, inshallah, thereby completing the Quran. Worry not, inshallah, if we find out Ramadan is ending a day early, one of these nights will keep you up a little bit later and we'll recite a little bit extra, inshallah. So this program, due to the situation that we are in right now, alhamdulillah, by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we find ourselves in the situation where we are not able to congregate in the masajid, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we are accustomed to doing in the month of Ramadan. And typically what happens in the month of Ramadan is we are able to hear the recitation of the entire Quran in Salatul Taraweeh from our imams, from our huffaz, from our reciters in the month of Ramadan. And no doubt it definitely does weigh heavy on all of us that we're not able to do so. So we got together at Qalam and we had a little bit of a discussion and we said, how do we address this situation for ourselves and more importantly, for the sake of our communities? Because I could be reciting at home by myself as well, but then how do we have an ummah, a communal spirit? How do we come up with a collective solution that helps our entire community? And so we had this idea that why don't we have this nightly broadcast where, alhamdulillah, one of the great blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we enjoy at Qalam is that we have human resources. We have human resources. We have over a dozen instructors. We have 200 to 300 students that have passed through our doors, full-time students of knowledge. And so, alhamdulillah, we put together an entire team to tackle this issue. And alhamdulillah, we are happy to provide you with this solution where our students, many of them graduates, are going to be joining us on here on the broadcast. They're going to be reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. And our instructors, you'll see a rotation of our scholars and instructors who will also be joining you on the broadcast where they will be sharing with you what themes are coming up. We will pause at the bottom of every page, and then the instructor will tell you what is the theme that is going to be covered on the next page. Then the reciter, inshallah, is to recite that page for us. And then similarly, we will go through the entire juz in that manner. And at the end, inshallah, we'll have about 10 minutes to spare where the instructor will share some final concluding reflections and some take-home points that we can, inshallah, reflect upon as we have completed this task of reciting the juz for that day. So in order to start off the program, first and foremost, I wanted to share the basis of what we are doing very briefly and very concisely. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانَ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنَ هُدًى لِلنَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ, that the month of Ramadan in which the Quran was sent down as a guidance for all of humanity and mankind and as a clear proof and evidence and a distinguishing force between right and wrong, good and evil. So this is the connection between the Quran and the month of Ramadan. Furthermore, it is related in the Sahih of Imam Bukhari, rahimahullah ta'ala, the most authentic collection of ahadith that we have by none other than Abdullah bin Abbas, radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, one of the most knowledgeable of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when it came to the Quran. He says, كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ أَجْوَدَ النَّاسِ وَكَانَ أَجْوَدَ مَا يَكُونُ فِي رَمَضَانِ وَكَانَ أَجْوَدُ مَا يَكُنُ فِي رَمَضَانِ. He says that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the most generous of all of mankind, of all of humanity. And he was at his most generous in the month of Ramadan, حين يلقاه جبريل, when Jibril, the angel Gabriel, the archangel Gabriel, Jibril عليه السلام, would come and meet the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and there are other narrations which explain to us, he would come every single night to spend time with the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, and what would happen during that time? وَكَانَ يَلْقَاهُ فِي كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مِّن رَمَضَانٍ فَيُدَارِسُهُ الْقُرْآنَ, and then they would recite the Qur'an to one another. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم would recite the Qur'an to Jibreel عليه السلام, and some narrations mention, and the verbiage also alludes to the idea that he would also recite it back to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. But nonetheless, they would have a recitation of the Qur'an every single night in the month of Ramadan. فَلَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَجْوَدُ بِالْخَيْرِ مِنَ الرِّيحِ الْمُرْسَلَةِ, that the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم was more generous in matters of goodness than even a wind that blows very broadly and widely. So this is part of the khayr of the Prophet ﷺ. So to maintain that tradition and keep that sunnah alive from 1400 years, we're going to be meeting together virtually, albeit, every single night in the month of Ramadan, and we're going to be reciting the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept, and we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to fulfill this noble intention, and we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes this a source of blessing for everyone involved. Before we go ahead and get started, inshallah, I wanted to specifically mention, you probably see the logo on the screen as well, that this program, alhamdulillah, was made possible by the support of our partners over at Helping Hand for Relief and Development, also known as HHRD. HHRD is a wonderful organization that does amazing relief work. They help widows, orphans, refugees all around the world, mashallah. And during this time of the pandemic, they are working even harder than before, mashallah, bi-idhnillah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and accept. So while we're building our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this blessed month, let's not forget our brothers and sisters all around the world that are desperately in need. And let's please remember that they still need us in this situation. So I want to encourage everyone to go to hhrd.org/Ramadan. And you can learn more about the programs and you can find out how you can help. You can contribute your zakat, your fidya, and your sadaqah. And this month is the time to do so. So go to HHRD, inshallah, donate. Let's help our fellow brothers and sisters around the world. With that being said, inshallah, I'm joined here today with one of the graduates of the Qalam Seminary, Imam Amir Hamza, who serves as one of the imams at the Islamic Society of Milwaukee, mashallah. So he joined us here tonight, and I'm really appreciative, mashallah. So we're going to go ahead and get started. And as the Qur'an, the Mus'haf, the compiled Qur'an, begins with Surah Al-Fatiha, we'll read Surah Al-Fatiha, and then we'll proceed on into Surah Al-Baqarah, inshallah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
So we just completed the recitation of Surah Al-Fatiha. Surah Al-Fatiha is referred to as Ummul Qur'an, the essence of the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this surah teaches us about how to praise Allah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it teaches us this beautiful prayer that you see on the screen about praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us on the straight path always. We'll be starting Surah Al-Baqarah now, inshallah. The first section of Surah Al-Baqarah that we're going to read, the first five verses, which is typically usually sits on a separate page from the rest of the surah, that part will focus, inshallah, on the fact that the Quran is the book of Allah. It is the book of God. It has no doubt in it. It provides guidance for all those who are mindful and live a life of devotion to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alif Lam Mim. Thalika al-kitabu la rayba fih. هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون.
So in the next page that we're going to be covering, and I apologize, I failed to mention this at the beginning, kind of the structure that we're going to be following for where we pause is that we're going to be pausing at the bottom of every page. And I know that there are many prints of the Mus'haf, but the print that inshallah we're going to be using is the typical print that comes out of the Masahif, the copies of the Quran that are printed in Saudi Arabia, in Madinatul Munawwara, the little Saudi Mus'haf that you oftentimes find in most masajid and most mosques. That is the format, the print that we're going to be following along. It, every single page ends with a verse, so it's very convenient to follow along there. So in the next page, inshallah, we're going to be reading, we're going to be studying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the dangers and the evils of hypocrisy, being a hypocrite. To say that you believe what you actually do not believe, and refusing to accept the truth, and how dangerous that is.
إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم غشاوة ولهم عذاب عظيم ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون ألا إنهم هم المفسدون ولكن لا يشعرون وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا كما آمن الناس قالوا أنؤمن كما آمن السفهاء ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنا معكم إنما نحن مستهزئون الله يستهزئ بهم ويمدهم في طغيانهم يعمهون أولئك الذين اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى فما ربحت تجارتهم وما كانوا مهتدين.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to be addressing and talking to us about the truth of the Quran and how the Quran is the ultimate truth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that if the entire world, every single creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got together to produce a single surah like the Quran, they would never be able to do so.
مثلهم كمثل الذي استوقد نارا فلما أضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون صم بكم عمي فهم لا يرجعون أو كصيب من السماء ورعد وبرق يجعلون أصابعهم في آذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم إن الله على كل شيء قدير يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم والذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون الذي جعل لكم الأرض فراشا والسماء بناء وأنزل أنزل من السماء ماء فأخرج به من الثمرات رزقا لكم فلا تجعلوا لله أندادا وأنتم تعلمون وإن كنتم في ريب مما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة من مثله وادعوا شهداءكم من دون الله إن كنتم صادقين فإن لم تفعلوا ولن تفعلوا فاتقوا النار التي وقودها الناس والحجارة أعدت للكافرين.
This Quran gives us many examples and arguments, and many people, they do not accept those arguments, they do not accept the guidance of the Quran, but instead they choose to argue back and debate with the Quran. Those people are led astray by way of the same Quran. And many people accept the message of the Quran. They submit to what the Quran is saying. And for them, the Quran becomes a source of guidance.
وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار كلما رزقوا منها من ثمرة رزقا قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل وأتوا به متشابها ولهم فيها أزواج مطهرة وهم فيها خالدون إن الله لا يستحي أن يضرب مثلا ما بعوضة فما فوقها فأما الذين آمنوا فيعلمون أنه الحق من ربهم وأما الذين كفروا فيقولون ماذا أراد الله بهذا مثلا يضل به كثيرا ويهدي به كثيرا وما يضل به إلا الفاسقين الذين ينقضون عهد الله من بعد ميثاقه ويقطعون ما أمر الله به أن يوصل ويفسدون في الأرض أولئك هم الخاسرون كيف تكفرون بالله وكنتم أمواتا فأحياكم ثم يميتكم ثم يحييكم ثم إليه ترجعون والذي خلق لكم ما في الأرض جميعا ثم استوى إلى السماء فسواهن سبع سماوات وهو بكل شيء عليم.
In the next section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about when He created the human being. And at that time, the angels were very curious about this human being creating a lot of problems. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demonstrated the potential that the human being has for excellence through the ability that the human being possesses to be able to learn and then grow through that learning.
وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءَ وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ وَعَلَّمَ آدَمَ الْأَسْمَاءَ كُلَّهَا ثُمَّ عَرَضَهُمْ عَلَى الْمَلَائِكَةِ فَقَالَ أَنْبِئُونِي بِأَسْمَاءِ هَؤُلَاءِ إِن كُنتُمْ صَادِقِينَ قَالُوا سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ قَالَ يَا آدَمُ أَنْبِئْهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ فَلَمَّا أَنْبَأَهُمْ بِأَسْمَائِهِمْ قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمْ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ غَيْبَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَأَعْلَمُ مَا تُبْدُونَ وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَبَى وَاسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ وَقُلْنَا يَا آدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةَ وَكُلَا مِنْهَا رَغَدًا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمَا وَلَا تَقْرَبَا هَذِهِ الشَّجَرَةَ فَتَكُونَا مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ فأزلهما الشيطان عنها فأخرجهما مما كانا فيه وقلنا اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين. فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم.
In the next section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that the way to overcome challenges and difficulties is by focusing on patience and prayer. And that is something that is very difficult to do, to rely on patience and prayer through difficulty, if we have not internalized and understood the purpose of patience and the power of prayer.
قلنا اهبطوا منها جميعا فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هداي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون وآمنوا بما أنزلت مصدقا لما معكم ولا تكونوا أول كافر به ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا وإياي فاتقون ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تتلون الكتاب أفلا تعقلون واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقو ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا ولا يقبل منها شفاعة ولا يؤخذ منها عدل ولا هم ينصرون.
In the next section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts to tell us about some of the nations and the people that came before us. One of the most critical things about these people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about here in Surah Al-Baqarah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed them so abundantly, beyond imagination. And yet, they always disobeyed Allah. And they were never completely grateful for all the blessings of Allah that they enjoyed.
وَإِذْ نَجَّيْنَاكُمْ مِنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ يَسُومُونَكُمْ سُوءَ الْعَذَابِ يُذَبِّحُونَ أَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَيَسْتَحْيُونَ نِسَاءَكُمْ وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ وَإِذْ فَرَقْنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنجَيْنَاكُمْ وَأَغْرَقْنَا آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ وَأَنتُمْ تَنظُرُونَ وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَى 40 لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِن بَعْدِهِ وَأَنتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ ثُمَّ عَفَوْنَا عَنكُم مِّن بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ وَإِذْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلَ فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِندَ بَارِئِكُمْ فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ إنه هو التواب الرحيم وإذ قلتم يا موسى لن نؤمن لك حتى نرى الله جهرة فأخذتكم الصاعقة وأنتم تنظرون ثم بعثناكم من بعد موتكم لعلكم تشكرون وظللنا عليهم الغمام وأنزلنا عليكم المن والسلوى كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم وما ظلمونا ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون.
And that ingratitude that we were speaking about, an example of that is when Bani Israel, the followers of the Prophet Musa alayhi salam, they needed water in the desert. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa alayhi salam to go and strike a stone with his staff. And when he did so, miraculously, by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 12 springs shot out of that stone miraculously. They sprung forth miraculously. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them then to enter into Al-Quds, the Holy Land, and to be humble and submissive and ask Allah for forgiveness, they rebelled and in fact behaved disrespectfully.
وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ وَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ فَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رِجْزًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ وَإِذِ اسْتَسْقَى مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ فَقُلْنَا اضْرِبْ بِعَصَاكَ الْحَجَرَ فَانْفَجَرَتْ مِنْهُ 12 عَيْنًا قَدْ عَلِمَ كُلُّ أُنَاسٍ مَّشْرَبَهُمْ كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا مِن رِّزْقِ اللَّهِ وَلَا تَعْثَوْا فِي الْأَرْضِ مُفْسِدِينَ وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نَّصْبِرَ عَلَى طَعَامٍ وَاحِدٍ فَادْعُ لَنَا رَبَّكَ يُخْرِجْ لَنَا مِمَّا تُنبِتُ الْأَرْضُ مِن بَقْلِهَا وَقِثَّائِهَا من بقلها وقثائها وفومها وعدسها وبصلها قال أتستبدلون الذي هو أدنى بالذي هو خير اهبطوا مصرا فإن لكم ما سألتم وضربت عليهم الذلة والمسكنة وباءوا بغضب من الله ذلك بأنهم كانوا يكفرون بآيات الله ويقتلون النبيين بغير الحق ذَلِكَ بِمَا عَصَوْا وَكَانُوا يَعْتَدُونَ
The next passage that we are going to read contains the section that this entire surah is named after. The entire surah al-Baqarah, almost 2.5 juz, is named after a section of this next passage. In it, the community of Bani Israel had a murder and they needed to solve that murder. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, when they inquired, how do we solve this, to sacrifice a cow and to strike the victim with the bone of the cow. And instead of doing what they were told, they facetiously engaged in excessive questioning to Musa alayhi salam about the cow. What should it be like? What should it not be like? Which led to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mandating a kind of cow upon them that led to extreme difficulty and hardship and ended up costing them a whole lot more money than it should have.
إن الذين آمنوا والذين هادوا والنصارى والصابئين من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر وعمل صالحا فلهم أجرهم عند ربهم ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون وإذ أخذنا ميثاقكم ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة واذكروا ما فيه لعلكم تتقون ثم توليتم من بعد ذلك فلولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لكنتم من الخاسرين ولقد علمتم الذين اعتدوا منكم في السبت فقلنا لهم كونوا قردة خاسئين فجعلناها نكالا لما بين يديها وما خلفها وموعظة للمتقين وإذ قال موسى لقومه إن الله يأمركم أن تذبحوا بقرة قالوا أتتخذنا هزوا قال أعوذ بالله أن أكون من الجاهلين قال ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا فارغ ولا بكر عوان بين ذلك فافعلوا ما تؤمرون قال ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما لونها قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة صفراء فاقع لونها تسر الناظرين
In the next section we're going to read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that one of the most terrible fates that can ever befall a human being is when their heart becomes hardened and no longer remains receptive to the truth. The thing that removes that crust and that rust from the heart is the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, is the ultimate form of the remembrance of Allah.
قالوا ادع لنا ربك يبين لنا ما هي إن البقرة شابه علينا وإنا إن شاء الله لمهتدون قال إنه يقول إنها بقرة لا ذلول تثير الأرض ولا تسقي الحرث مسلمة لا شية فيها قالوا الآن جئت بالحق فذبحوها وما كادوا يفعلون وإذ قتلتم نفسا فادارأتم فيها والله مخرج ما كنتم تكتمون فقلنا اضربوه ببعضها كذلك يحيي الله الموتى ويريكم آياته لعلكم تعقلون ثم قست قلوبكم من بعد ذلك فهي كالحجارة أو أشد قسوة وإن من الحجارة لما يتفجر منه الأنهار وإن منها لما يشقق فيخرج منه الماء وإن منها لما يهبط من خشية الله وما الله بغافل عما تعملون أفتطمعون أن يؤمنوا لكم وقد كان فريق منهم يسمعون كلام الله ثم يحرفونه من بعد ما عقلوه وهم يعلمون وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا وإذا خلا بعضهم إلى بعض قالوا أتحدثونهم بما فتح الله عليكم ليحاجوكم به عند ربكم أفلا تعقلون.
In the next section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the dangers of religious corruption, and that is when the message of the deen, the religion, and the scripture, the revelation, is distorted by corrupt leaders for their own personal gain, how much destruction that causes on the earth and in the community.
أَوَلَا يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا يُسِرُّونَ وَمَا يُعْلِنُونَ وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَظُنُّونَ فويل للذين يكتبون الكتاب بأيديهم ثم يقولون هذا من عند الله ليشتروا به ثمنا قليلا فويل لهم مما كتبت أيديهم وويل لهم مما يكسبون وقالوا لن تمسنا النار إلا أياما معدودة قل أتخذتم عند الله عهدا فلن يخلف الله عهده أم تقولون على الله ما لا تعلمون بلى من كسب سيئة وأحاطت به خطيئته فأولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون وإذ أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل لا تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا وذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وقولوا للناس حسنا وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة ثم توليتم إلا قليلا منكم وأنتم معرضون.
In this verse that we just recited and the following passage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the significance of the universal values that were taught by all the prophets, such as worshiping Allah alone, honoring one's parents, being good to one's family, taking care of the orphans, feeding the hungry, speaking with honesty and dignity, establishing prayer, and giving charity.
وإذا أخذنا ميثاقكم لا تسفكون دماءكم ولا تخرجون أنفسكم من دياركم ثم أقررتم وأنتم تشهدون ثم أنتم هؤلاء تقتلون أنفسكم وتخرجون فريقا منكم من ديارهم تظاهرون عليهم بالإثم والعدوان وإن يأتوكم أسارى تفادوهم وهو محرم عليكم إخراجهم أفتؤمنون ببعض الكتاب وتكفرون ببعض فما جزاء من يفعل ذلك منكم إلا خزي في الحياة الدنيا ويوم القيامة يردون إلى أشد العذاب وما الله بغافل عما تعملون أولئك الذين اشتروا الحياة الدنيا بالآخرة فلا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينصرون ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب وقفينا من بعده بالرسل وآتينا عيسى بن مريم البينات وأيدناه بروح القدس أفكلما جاءكم رسول بما لا تهوى أنفسكم استكبرتم ففريقا كذبتم وفريقا تقتلون وقالوا قلوبنا غلف بل لعنهم الله بكفرهم فقليلا ما يؤمنون.
In the next passage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the dangers of shirk, associating partners to Allah, and how Bani Israel, even after believing in Allah and the message from Allah and witnessing miracles at the hands of Musa alayhi salam, they still ended up worshiping a calf, the shape of a calf that was made out of gold and silver. And that tells us how we always have to be careful to never ever fall into shirk, even as Muslims.
ولما جاءهم كتاب من عند الله مصدق لما معهم وكانوا من قبل يستفتحون على الذين كفروا فلما جاءهم ما عرفوا كفروا به فلعنة الله على الكافرين بئس ما اشتروا به أنفسهم أن يكفروا بما أنزل الله بغيا أن ينزل الله من فضله على من يشاء من عباده فباءوا بغضب على غضب وللكافرين عذاب مهين وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا بما أنزل الله قالوا نؤمن بما أنزل علينا ويكفرون بما وراءه وهو الحق مصدقا لما معهم قل فلم تقتلون أنبياء الله من قبل إن كنتم مؤمنين ولقد جاءكم موسى بالبينات ثم اتخذتم العجل من بعده وأنتم ظالمون وإذا أخذنا ميثاقكم ورفعنا فوقكم الطور خذوا ما آتيناكم بقوة واسمعوا قالوا سمعنا وعصينا وأشربوا في قلوبهم العجل بكفرهم قل بئس ما يأمركم به إيمانكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
In the next passage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that one of the greatest delusions that a believer can ever suffer from is to think that they are untouchable and that somehow we are guaranteed success and salvation and we no longer have to work for it. There's nothing we could do to damage our standing in the life of the hereafter. That is a terrible delusion, and we always need to remain conscious to not slip into and fall into that delusion as the people before us did.
قل إن كانت لكم الدار الآخرة عند الله خالصة من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين ولن يتمنوه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين ولتجدنهم أحرص الناس على حياة ومن الذين أشركوا يود أحدهم لو يعمر ألف سنة وما هو بمزحزحه من العذاب أن يعمر والله بصير بما يعملون قل من كان عدوا لجبريل فإنه نزله على قلبك بإذن الله مصدقا لما بين يديه وهدى وبشرى للمؤمنين من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكال فإن الله عدو للكافرين ولقد أنزلنا إليك آيات بينات وما يكفر بها إلا الفاسقون أو كلما عاهدوا عهدا نبذه فريق منهم بل أكثرهم لا يؤمنون ولما جاءهم رسول من عند الله مصدق لما معهم نبذ فريق من الذين أوتوا الكتاب كتاب الله وراء ظهورهم كأنهم لا يعلمون.
In the next section that we're going to read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the severity of disrespecting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how even when we do not understand maybe something, or we just don't know something, we still always have to maintain the utmost respect and reverence towards the Prophet of Allah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر وما أنزل على الملكين ببابل هاروت وماروت وما يعلمان من أحد حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر فيتعلمون منهما ما يفرقون به بين المرء وزوجه وما هم بضارين به من أحد إلا بإذن الله ويتعلمون ما يضرهم ولا ينفعهم ولقد علموا لمن اشتراه ما له في الآخرة من خلاق ولبئس ما شروا به أنفسهم لو كانوا يعلمون ولو أنهم آمنوا واتقوا لمثوبة من عند الله خير لو كانوا يعلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تقولوا راعنا وقولوا انظرنا واسمعوا وللكافرين عذاب أليم ما يود الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب ولا المشركين أن ينزل عليكم من خير من ربكم والله يختص برحمته من يشاء والله ذو الفضل العظيم.
In the next section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by mentioning a couple of different things, tells us that the goal of Islam and of reading and learning the Quran as we are doing here is to become more submissive to Allah and more obedient to Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to be very careful that as we learn more, we do not become argumentative and rebellious towards the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
ما ننسخ من آية أو ننسها نأتي بخير منها أو مثلها ألم تعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير ألم تعلم أن الله له ملك السماوات والأرض وما لكم من دون الله من ولي ولا نصير أم تريدون أن تسألوا رسولكم كما سئل موسى من قبل ومن يتبدل الكفر بالإيمان فقد ضل سواء السبيل ود كثير من أهل الكتاب لو يردونكم من بعد إيمانكم كفارا حسدا من عند أنفسهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الحق فاعفوا واصفحوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره إن الله على كل شيء قدير وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وما تقدموا لأنفسكم من خير تجدوه عند الله إن الله بما تعملون بصير وقالوا لن يدخل الجنة إلا من كان هودا أو نصارى تلك أمانيهم قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين بلى من أسلم وجهه لله وهو محسن فله أجره عند ربه ولا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون.
Subhanallah, in the next section we're going to read, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the sanctity, the virtue, and the importance of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the masajid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also reminds us in that passage that even when we cannot be in the masjid, no matter where we are, we can pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our prayers are accepted by Allah no matter where we may be.
وقالت اليهود ليست النصارى على شيء، وقالت النصارى ليست اليهود على شيء وهم يتلون الكتاب. كذلك قال الذين لا يعلمون مثل قولهم، فالله يحكم بينهم يوم القيامة فيما كانوا فيه يختلفون. ومن أظلم ممن منع مساجد الله أن يذكر فيها اسمه وسعى في خرابها، أولئك ما كان لهم أن يدخلوها إلا خائفين، لهم في الدنيا خزي ولهم في الآخرة عذاب عظيم. ولله المشرق والمغرب، فأينما تولوا فثم وجه الله، إن الله واسع عليم. وقالوا اتخذ الله ولدا سبحانه، بل له ما في السماوات والأرض كل له قانتون. بديع السماوات والأرض، وإذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون. وقال الذين لا يعلمون لولا يكلمنا الله أو تأتينا آية، كذلك قال الذين من قبلهم مثل قولهم، تشابهت قلوبهم، قد بينا الآيات لقوم يوقنون. إنا أرسلناك بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا، ولا تسأل عن أصحاب الجحيم.
In the next section, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the virtue of the great prophet of God, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah, the friend of Allah, and his steadfastness throughout all the tests and trials that he faced.
ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم، قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى، ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد الذي جاءك من العلم، ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير. الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يتلونه حق تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به، ومن يكفر به فأولئك هم الخاسرون. يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. واتقوا يوما لا تجزي نفس عن نفس شيئا، ولا يقبل منها عدل، ولا تنفعها شفاعة، ولا هم ينصرون. وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن، قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما، قال ومن ذريتي، قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين. وإذ جعلنا البيت مثابة للناس وأمنا، واتخذوا من مقام إبراهيم مصلى، وعهدنا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل أن طهر بيتي للطائفين والعاكفين والركع السجود. وإذ قال إبراهيم رب اجعل هذا بلدا آمنا، وارزق أهله من الثمرات من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر، قال ومن كفر فأمتعه قليلا ثم أضطره إلى عذاب النار وبئس المصير.
In the next page, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the du'as of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Amongst them, when he raises the foundations of the Kaaba, Baytullah, with his son Ismail, he makes a du'a that, oh Allah, accept this from us. He goes on to make du'a that, oh Allah, the people that will come and inhabit this place and live here, send amongst them a messenger who will recite upon them your signs and teach them your book and wisdom and will help them purify their souls. And that was the dua that resulted in the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I am the answer to the prayer of my forefather Abraham. And he made dua at that time, and that resulted in the greatest blessing the world has ever known, محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وإذ يرفع إبراهيم القواعد من البيت وإسماعيل ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا وجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك، وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا وابعث فيهم رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياتك ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة ويزكيهم إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. ومن يرغب عن ملة إبراهيم إلا من سفه نفسه ولقد اصطفيناه في الدنيا وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين. إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين. ووصى بها إبراهيم بنيه ويعقوب يا بني إن الله اصطفى لكم الدين فلا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. أم كنتم شهداء إذ حضر يعقوب الموت إذ قال لبنيه ما تعبدون من بعدي قالوا نعبد إلهك وإله آبائك إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق إلها واحدا ونحن له مسلمون. تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون.
On the last and this final page of the first juz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about finding inspiration and guidance in the example of the prophets of the past and learning lessons and avoiding the mistakes of the people who disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before us.
وقالوا كونوا هودا أو نصارى تهتدوا قل بل ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. قولوا آمنا بالله وما أنزل إلينا وما أنزل إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وما أوتي موسى وعيسى وما أوتي النبيون من ربهم لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون. فإن آمنوا بمثل ما آمنتم به فقد اهتدوا وإن تولوا فإنما هم في شقاق فسيكفيكهم الله وهو السميع العليم. صبغة الله ومن أحسن من الله صبغة ونحن له عابدون. قل أتحاجوننا في الله وهو ربنا وربكم ولنا أعمالنا ولكم أعمالكم ونحن له مخلصون. أم تقولون إن إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط كانوا هودا أو نصارى قل أأنتم أعلم أم الله ومن أظلم ممن كتم شهادة عنده من الله وما الله بغافل عما تعملون. تلك أمة قد خلت لها ما كسبت ولكم ما كسبتم ولا تسألون عما كانوا يعملون.
جزاكم الله خيرا.
الله فيك شيخ.
So before we move on to the next part of the program where we'll be sharing some closing reflections, I very quickly wanted to just kind of share with everyone, mashallah, I'd mentioned at the beginning of the program that our reciter here today is Imam Amir Hamza. He is one of the imams at the Islamic Society of Milwaukee, ISM. He teaches at the Islamic school there, the Salam Islamic School. He's a high school teacher for Islamic studies and one of the imams in the community. And he focuses on working with the youth in the community. And he's a graduate from Qalam, alhamdulillah. He studied with us and he graduated our entire Alamiya program. And he went back and is now serving his community. And I thought that, so first of all, I wanted to thank him. I want to tell everyone to inshallah make dua for him and his family. And make dua that his son lets him sleep tonight, inshallah. He's got a baby boy who quite hasn't figured out how to sleep throughout the night.
He's bullying us, Sheikh.
And I also wanted to commend on Imam Amir on not making any mistakes. I used to tease them a lot about making mistakes in the Quran. But we're very happy, alhamdulillah, to be able to share this with you. And Imam Amir is one of the products that we've produced at the Qalam Seminary. And in fact, he's going to be logging off now because in about 9 minutes, he's going to be doing another program on Instagram Live for the youth in his community, mashallah. So this is the work that we're doing at Qalam. And inshallah, we ask you to continue to help us continue this work and develop more and more people like Imam Amir and sponsor students of knowledge so that they can serve our communities. If you go to supportqalam.com, inshallah, you can be a part of this sadaqah jariyah. Jazakumullah khairan, Amir.
And
we'll see you soon, inshallah.
May Allah bless you and your family, and inshallah, we have the best Ramadan of our lives. Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum, everyone.
Alaykum assalam wa rahmatullah. So, inshallah, to close out the program, because we wanted to make sure that we were, as much as possible, trying to do this within an hour. And alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was very kind and very generous by giving us barakah in our time. And so we have a few minutes to spare. So in these last few minutes that we have here, I wanted to share some closing reflections, some lessons that we can take from this juz that we have read here tonight together. Some things to really, really think about and really ponder and reflect upon. Tonight, inshallah, and all through the day tomorrow. Number one, we read in ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ مَنَعَ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ أَنْ يُذْكَرَ فِيهَا اسْمُهُ وَسَعَى فِي خَرَابِهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about that the masjids, the masajid, the houses of Allah are such sacred places that if anyone does harm to the masjid, they are literally the worst human being on the earth. Anyone who does wrong to the masjid is the worst human being on the earth, is the scum of the earth. And that tells you about the virtue of the masjid. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells us, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَشْرِقُ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Everything belongs to Allah, the east and the west. Everything belongs to Allah. So if for whatever reason you are not able to get to the masjid, know that the whole universe belongs to Allah. فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. Wherever you turn, you will find God there for you. Wherever you turn, you will find Allah there for you. The Prophet ﷺ says in a beautiful hadith, جُعِلَتْ لِيَ الْأَرْضُ مَسْجِدًا وَطُهُرًا. The Prophet ﷺ says that the entire earth was made a masjid, a place of prayer for me and my followers, my ummah. And so, the situation that we are in can be very disheartening. I will acknowledge that. It can be very disheartening. But we have to find confidence. Subhanallah. The very first night of Ramadan, when we're feeling the absence from the masjid so much. When you go to the masjid that first night of Ramadan, the palpable excitement, everyone is hugging and greeting one another in the parking lot. Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Kareem. Everyone's so excited and happy. You walk in and you can just feel the serenity and you hear the Allahu Akbar and you feel like you're home. Yeah, we're missing that today. And I know I didn't make it any easier with that description. But here's something more. Subhanallah. The very first juz of the Quran that we recited on this night, when we missed the masjid so much, Allah tells us in that juz, it don't matter where you are. It does not matter where you are. Allah hears your prayers everywhere. Allah is there for you everywhere. So pray no matter where you're at. Pray in your living room. Pray in a corner of your bedroom. Pray in your apartment. Pray in your house. Wherever you are, pray. فَأَيْنَمَا تُوَلُّوا فَثَمَّ وَجْهُ اللَّهِ. You will find God there to accept your prayers. The second reflection I wanted to make here at the closing was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us again, subhanAllah, in this first juz, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. God tested Abraham in many, many ways. Things that we can't even fathom. Imagine being told to sacrifice your own child, your own blood, your own child, your own flesh and blood. You're being told to sacrifice them for Allah. Who would have the capability to do so? And Ibrahim alayhi salam put a foot on his heart and he was willing to go through with that sacrifice. Of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in another place in the Quran, Surah As-Saffat, وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. We rescued him. We saved Ismail, his son, by replacing him with this noble sacrifice. And late, so much later, when the Prophet ﷺ taught us to do the udhiyah, the sacrifice for Eid al-Adha, the companions of the Prophet ﷺ asked, مَا هَذِي الْأَضَاحِي يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. What are these sacrifices, O Messenger of God? He said, سُنَّةُ أَبِيكُمْ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. This is the tradition of your forefather Abraham. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we tested Ibrahim in so many ways. فَأَتَمَّهُمْ And he came through every single time. We are being tested right now as well. And we have to ask ourselves, are we going to come through this test? Are we going to pass with flying colors like Abraham did? And if we do, what's at stake? قَالَ إِنِّي جَعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I will make you a role model and a leader for generations to come. We have the ability, we have the opportunity to inspire all the rest of humanity right now by persevering and succeeding in this moment of difficulty. And Ibrahim alayhi salam taught us what? He said, وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي My children, my offspring. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, my promise does not include the wrongdoers, but yes, your children and offspring will have the potential to be role models and an inspiration for generations to come. That is what's at stake. That is what's on the line. We will succeed in this exam and this test, and it will be our means of salvation and life of the hereafter. And it will prove to people the beauty of Islam, show them the beauty of Islam, and it will cultivate a great generation of believers to come forth from our children, insha'Allah, bi'nillah. The last and the final lesson I wanted to mention here from this juz is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, I had alluded to it in the summary of that section, that Allah commanded Ibrahim alayhi salam and to, along with his son Ismail alayhi salam, to raise the foundations of the Kaaba, Baytullah, the Haram in Mecca. And when they raised the foundations up, can you imagine a greater deed than raising the foundations of the Kaaba? Can you imagine a greater deed? And when they did that, Ibrahim alayhi salam, what dua did he make after that? After doing something so amazing, so remarkable. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا Oh Allah, accept from us. Oh Allah, accept this from us. And our teachers would always, tell us. My teacher would always tell me that whenever you do something good, ask Allah for acceptance. We often say, oh, may Allah make it a success. And that's not wrong per se. But there's a question my teacher asked me. He said, what's your definition of success? Is it just a lot of people showing up? Is it just only collecting a lot of money? Is it just only getting a lot of attendance? Is it just only being viewed by so many people? Well, that's not a measure of success, not for us. Because no matter the nicest Islamic video, the filth on the internet gets viewed so much more than the most amazing Islamic video. The most amazing recitation of the Quran you've ever seen. Filth on the internet gets viewed more. So that's not a measure of success. Right? Entertainment, movies make way more, collect more money than any charity cause ever does. That's not a measure of success. But what we need to ask Allah for is acceptance. قُبُولِيَّة تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا Oh Allah, accept this from us. And when Allah accepts your deed, then nobody can take it away. Nobody can touch it. Nobody can harm it. Nothing can go wrong with it. So closing tonight's program, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this from all of us. InshaAllah, we have a lot of programs coming up in the month of Ramadan for you. Tomorrow, inshallah, at 2 p.m., if you again log on to Qalam's Facebook page or YouTube channel, you'll inshallah see a video about good character, noble character from the Quran. And then tomorrow night, same time, same place, inshallah, 9:30 p.m. Central Time, we'll have the second juz of the Quran, inshallah. Please go to supportqalam.com and be our partners in this mission and cause. And please, please remember to go to hhrd.org/Ramadan to contribute to the very noble cause that our partners at Helping Hand are, mashallah, doing in taking care of our brothers and sisters who desperately need our assistance and help all around the world. This is Abdul Nasser Jangda on behalf of Qalam. Jazakumullah khairan. Thank you very much for being a part of tonight's program with us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Wassalamu alaikum. ورحمة الله وبركاته